There is something beyond your ability to execute that plays a critical role in your ability to effectively lead up. Sure, you want to be known as somebody who can get the job done, but there's another side to this relationship coin, likability. Are you a likable person? Are you someone who is easy to be around? When other people see you approaching, what's their internal and initial response? Are they thrilled to see you knowing that their tank is going to be filled by being around you? Or are they bracing themselves for your negative and pessimistic attitude? Are you a VEP, a very encouraging person, or are you a VDP, a very draining person? If you want people to go along with your ideas, you need to get along with your colleagues. Your ability to get along will influence other people's willingness to go along with you and your proposals. If you want to envision a graph with me, this graph has four quadrants. The two main variables are ability and likability. You see, you're going to be found in one of four places on this graph. Let's take a look at each. Scenario number one, low ability, low likability. Now, this person is an absolute train wreck of an employee. They are unable to get the job done, and they are a royal pain in the butt to be around. This person drops balls, they miss deadlines, and they're not dependable. To make matters worse, they are interpersonally hard to work with and often leave a wake of drama and trauma behind them. On our graph, the lower someone is on the x-axis, ability, and the further to the left they are on the y-axis, likability, I'm telling you, it spells bad news. Not only are they a poor producer, they are causing personnel problems. This is the type of person, I'm telling you, that is super easy for senior leaders to justifiably fire. Scenario number two, low ability, high likability. Now, it is hard to fire a person who is genuinely likable. Now, we have all known somebody who has struggled to get the job requirements done, but they brought such a level of joy to the overall organizational culture that their poor quality work was tolerated. People might say, oh, they're such a sweetheart, or what a great guy, right? Someone might also remark, you know, their heart is in the right place. Now listen, depending on the organizational culture, a beloved but poor performer might be retained for a season. Likeability, I'm telling you, it goes a long way. However, there comes a breaking point when someone's inability to move the mission trumps their likable personal qualities. Scenario number three, high ability, low likability. High performers, I'm telling you, can be challenging to be around. Super performers can elevate achievement over amicability. Driven people can see projects as paramount, and they see people that they hurt as an absolute distant second. They may have a wealth of wins, but a wake of destruction behind them. Depending on the organizational culture, producers that cause people problems, they're likely to be tolerated. Once again, however, there is a tipping point when interpersonal tension surpasses the value of tallying tasks. Accomplishment is not all that matters. People skills matter. Trust me, when controversy strikes a high-performing jerk, firing can be done without hesitation. And I'm telling you, morale will likely soar. Scenario number four, high ability, high likability. High and to the right is the most desirable space on our ability versus likability graph. To get her done and yet get along is an absolutely powerful combination. Here's the interesting thing. The ability to get along with others is the secret power of true ultra achievers. Those who are highly likable can gather a team of willing people to achieve great things. It's often this likability factor that allows for exponential achievement. True greatness, never forget, is not a one-person show. As they say, teamwork makes the dream work. Now, who is the dream employee? Who is the dream team member? Well, it's someone who wins and is winsome. Keep in mind that our talent at task achievement can win us respect and credibility. That's fair. poor performers, regardless of their personal qualities, end up causing stress. High performers who have high likability are nearly unstoppable. Now here's the gut check moment. Where are you on the graph? I mean, where would your peers place you on this graph? Now here's the good news. This graph is a living document, and your future actions can, in fact, move you in a positive direction.